Independent Scott Ryder and Democrat Greg Poschman both went to high school in Aspen, both graduated from CU Boulder, both support voting to continue funding the Open Space and Trails program, and both oppose the transfer of public lands from federal agencies to state or private control. So I asked each of them to explain what voters need to know about the differences between them. Here's Scott Ryder.
I would say that the differences are, first, in terms of the environment, I think our intentions are both superb. I don't bemoan that at all of Greg. I think he's a great candidate on the environmental front. I think I'm better, though. And I think I'm better because I've had a lot of experience in the real hard world of putting together agreements, working with people, crafting complicated easements, working on water rights directly. And I also have a history of bringing people together and finding common cause. I think I'm pretty good at that. That's one of the reasons I'm an independent. I don't like to be on one side or the other. I like to be on everyone's side. I really believe that I'm pretty good at it. So I think demeanor and civility are perhaps one of the differences, and then experience and passion for it. I want to do it for the benefit of the community and for the benefit of the young adults. I want to keep the retirees here. I really believe that there's so many things that we could do to make this community more receiving for the people who are here. So, yeah, one of the things I love to say is I'm in this for our future old timers, and future old timers should be from here.
Here's Greg Poschman answering the same question.
My opponent and I, we grew up, we went to the same high school, we went to the same university. Scott, I think, has, you know, it's funny. I think his mindset has always been that we can build our way out of this. And I'm not going to call him out as a terrible developer. I think I've been accused of being a little bit too strident about that. But the fact is, the solutions I've heard from Scott have been, we have to build more, we can build this, we can connect this, you know, we can do more. It's kind of an anthropocentric approach to our life here. And I've got to say, I'm not quite ready to fully embrace the Anthropocene yet. I believe that our wildlands, our habitat, our open space, our wildlife should be represented somehow. And there are many, many people in our valleys who are not involved in development and speculation in real estate. So I want to represent them. And I have to say, seeking a balance between our community and our resort and the commodification of our land here is very important to me, and I recognize the value that has been put in through our real estate industry and development. We need some, but I'm going to say slow, measured growth and really thoughtful ideas. The biggest issue I have is that there is so much money coming in with developers and so much development pressure, as there has been since the 70s, that do we really want the representative of the person standing between our community and any new development to be a developer himself? And that's Scott's background. He has some skill in it, but he also has a lot of friends in that business. And I'm wondering, will he be able to separate himself when the time comes from this idea that we can grow ourselves out of whatever problem comes along?
Scott Ryder has worked in real estate, and Greg Poschman is a filmmaker. Asked why they are running for county commissioner, Ryder talked about ensuring young people can live in Aspen, while Poschman said he wants to carry on the work of the many leaders who have come before. Here's Scott Ryder.
I'm running because mostly I'm just really concerned with the opportunities for our younger generations to get into this world and make it work, particularly in the housing. I think we can do a much better job of not only just providing roofs for the younger generations to occupy, but also opportunity and a path to prosperity. I mean, I don't understand why we reserve profit just for the free market when it's really the locals that drive this place. One of the things I say, Gavin, is that the things that we love and that we're passionate about also happen to be our business here in this community, open space, trails, but locals. Locals set us apart as a resort. Locals create the activities and the events and the feel and the vibe that when visitors come to visit, they love it and they love us. So when we invest in locals and we invest in their future, I think we're investing in our economy.
And here's Greg Poschman.
The thing that struck me most is what people before us have done to preserve and protect our valley from development. And honestly, I think our place would be much, much different if it weren't for those people who've come before. So they inspire me. People like the three commissioners in the 70s, Kinsley, Shellman, Edwards, our mayor in Aspen, Stacy Stanley, And then the people who helped create the wilderness. We've got Dottie Fox and Connie Harvey and Joy Caudill, who created 450,000 acres of wilderness in our area, Maroon Bells Wilderness and other areas, and the Collegiates, I believe. And then finally, the people who started the Open Space and Trails program in our own valley, which has been incredible. Tom Cardamone being one of the ecologists who and biologists who helped get that going, along with other people who helped start those programs, like ACES. Bob Lewis is somebody whose name I bring up. He was a family friend from long ago. Stuart Mace was a fierce advocate for wildlands and wildlife. And a lot of the reason our valleys are pristine and beautiful still is because of the work, the hard, hard work those people did. So I just want to follow in their footsteps.
That was Greg Poschman and Scott Ryder, candidates for Pitkin County Commissioner in District 3. For KDNK News, I'm Gavin Dahl.